This goes to Paula Ellsworth, E-L-L-S-W-O-R-T-H. D like David, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Emma, it's E-M-M-A. Lee, middle initial name is Lee, L-E-E. Kramer, C-R-A. M like Mary, E-R. Date of birth 1/7/1941. Dear Paula, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Kramer with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, primary hyperparathyroidism with mild hypercalcemia and hypertension. Her last visit was November 6th of 2023. Her weight is down 9 pounds over the last 6 months, and she is cutting caloric intake in order to lose weight slowly and carefully. Her daughter is present with her for this visit. She's gotten hearing aids adjusted. However, she really can't hear very well. She feels like they're too sensitive, and she can't hear well at all today. So daughter helps her understand my questions and helps answer and help with review of systems and so on. She currently denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Stable edema of the lower extremities. And she does have nocturia 3 to 4 times per night, and that is unchanged. Medications. She's been taking her 20 milligram Lasix very regularly. She's had a lot more swelling of the lower extremities recently. She also takes spironolactone 50 milligram once a day. And other medications are unchanged. She does not use oral calcium or Tums. Physical exam, weight 196 pounds, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/64, pulse is 62. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular, abdomen soft and non-tender, and she has non-pitting edema of feet and lower extremities bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 24th, 2024. Hemoglobin is 14.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Sodium is 142, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 33. Creatinine is 1.57 with estimated GFR of 32. Her calcium is 10.57, previous level was 10.6. Albumin 4.0, phosphorus is 3.0, intact parathyroid hormone is 343.3, and the patient is intolerant of Sensipar. It caused vomiting when she tried it. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no pericarditis, no volume overload. 2, hypertension, near to goal. 3, primary hyperparathyroidism with mild hypercalcemia, currently stable. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. She will avoid calcium supplements and try to eat a low-calcium diet also. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.